Dave Heaton is the public information officer for the Southwest Utah Public Health Department. He says access to healthcare professionals can be hard to come by, especially in the rural parts of Washington and Iron counties.
Once you get out into the rural parts of our county, which is the vast majority of our geographical area, that can be an issue as far as accessing a doctor and getting doctors to practice in those areas.
To address the medical professional shortage, the state's second medical school, called Rocky Vista University College of Osteopathic Medicine, Southern Utah Branch, is set to open in August 2017 in Ivins City, Utah. David Park is the vice dean of the university. He says of Utah's 29 counties, 23 of them are federally designated as medical shortage areas.
You know, that's nearly 80% of Utah. The vision of our College of Osteopathic Medicine is to provide primary care, especially in those areas of the underserved, and that will be the rural communities, mostly in Utah.
Osteopathy is a relatively new branch of medicine. The practice, which began about 120 years ago, emphasizes a whole-person approach to treatment. Professionals are trained to listen to and partner with our patients to obtain a healthy mind, body, and spirit. One in every four medical students in the nation are enrolled in a College of Osteopathic Medicine, making it the fastest-growing branch of healthcare.
And so the osteopathic medical students these days trained the same as their MD counterpart students. They get pretty much identical curriculum, but the osteopathic students receive over 200 hours of additional training.
The DO degree, which stands for Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, just like an MD degree, provides a full and unrestricted license to practice medicine in any of the 50 states in the country. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.